Hey, it's Eric Brokeach, and I'm here with a good friend of mine, Mr. Rocco Castellano. And Rocco and I, we talk all the time. A lot of times we kind of butt heads on a couple of topics, things like that. But we've got one thing that we kind of are along the same lines, and I wanted Rocco to talk about it. And Rocco believes that the people in the fitness industry, a lot of the trainers, are being sold a bill of goods. And Rocco, I want you to explain kind of what you mean by that. And but before you do, I want everybody to know that Rocco's got a couple really good action steps at the end of this for you to figure out exactly how to know what products are going to work for you, how to know what to buy, make sure that it's good, and that it's the right product for you. So Rocco, take it away and let us know why you think people in the industry are being sold a bill of goods.
Well, first, I want to address the whole butting heads and thing like that with you. Well, and you touched on a really good point that is going to lead into what I'm going to be talking about, because you know what the fitness industry has actually done is they've segregated themselves, which is a huge disservice for the fitness industry. You know, and instead of allowing people to create dialogue. You know, not every single time that we talked are we ever, you know, are we totally 100% in agreement.
Of course.
You know what? You don't go back and go, oh my God, that Rocco's. And you can say Rocco is an asshole all day long because, you know, because you want to be the first person that did that.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, what happens is so many times just because I don't agree. Mm-hmm. Or you don't agree with somebody else's philosophy or somebody else's product or whatever, you're automatically an enemy. They make you a fucking enemy. Why? It doesn't, you know, everything, you know, things build, riches build, wealth build, products build, industries build on dialogue, on understanding, you know, what you're doing. And then, you know, if something doesn't work for somebody, well, it's all right. Now, I always say this. It's okay. You know, something might be a good idea, but it may not be a good idea for you.
Right.
You know, and we always, and you always like, whenever I talk or I give interviews or whatever, you say that, you know, aren't you afraid that somebody's going to steal that from you?
Right.
You know, and to tell you the truth, I'm not. Because you know what? If somebody else can do it better, has more time, has more money, then guess what? They should do it. Because, you know, sometimes I've got great book ideas. Well, you know what? I can't write 100 books in a friggin' year. I can't do it. So I would rather you write it.
Right.
If you got the time, I want you to get the celebrity from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, a lot of times you get people, oh man, that guy stole this from me, he stole that, and they get all pissed off. You know, I have my peace of mind. I know what I'm doing already, okay? That's what I want for everybody out there to understand, is that you are being sold a bill of goods. The whole fitness industry is because the so-called experts are usually telling you, you know, what you have to do. You have to get the sales lead. You have to do this. And then they don't really take you step by step, or they don't show you, and they don't, you know, work with you. You know, you have an hour on a phone call with them, you know, and there's no resolution.
Right.
I haven't seen anyone out there that gives somebody resolution anymore. You know, there's a problem. Resolve that fucking problem. Get it done. You know, because you can talk about problems all day long. There's so many problems in this world. But you know what? If there's no resolution, if you're not going to tell me how to do it, and then not only how, you know, because there's intricacies in that. There's psychology. There's peace. Right. There's mindsets that you have to get into. And then, you know, why? Why are you doing this? And why is this good for you and your product? Make sure that you know why when you're buying a product.
Right.
You know, because when you're... I've been to, I don't know how many conferences, I've spoke at a ton of them, where when people are selling you from the stage, telling you, getting you hyped up, getting you pumped up, and then, you know, they tell you, you know, I'll buy this for like $1,500, and it usually costs you $5,000. So you think that it's a great deal, but they don't tell you why you need it, how it is going to really build your business. They give you all, they touch on your emotions, which, you know, they're supposed to do. They're doing a good job. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Understand that. Don't get pissed off at people. I never get pissed off at people for being good sellers.
Mm-hmm.
But I get pissed off at the people, or not even pissed off, I feel sad more than anything at the people that get suckered into this stuff and they don't need it. That's the thing. You know, if you have a boot camp over here, don't buy, you know, speed training stuff. Don't just don't do it, because unless you're going to use it, you don't need it. I mean, I go through with my clients, the first thing I do with them is I look to see how much money they're spending. You know, we do an expense thing. And how much money are they spending? And I see sometimes a client are spending $3,000 on a subscription programs or like memberships and and other products out there. You know, $200 a month, $500 a month, $1,000 a month. I got a mastermind for this and that. And I ask them, what has this done? How has this affected your business positively? You know, are you getting a better revenue? Is it helping you with your brand? Are you building upon it? And most often than not, well, I haven't used anything from what I bought.
Let me stop. I'm there because I'm curious. Why do you think that they're not using that? They buy it, they lay out those thousands of dollars. Why?
Well, because they're talking themselves into something, because somebody said that it's a good revenue source.
Okay.
You know, they're being sold that bill, oh, this is a great revenue source, and even though that they're doing boot camps, they're saying, oh, well, we have to get into the small group training. But they have no time. You know, stay on track. Stay in the direction that you believe you're supposed to be going in. You know, and what happens so many times is that trainers are going in this direction, or like fitness pros are going in this direction, and then they hear a good idea. Oh, you should go here.
Right. Well, it's kind of like the shiny object syndrome.
It's exactly the shiny object syndrome.
Okay.
It's exactly that. Oh, well, you know what? That's a great idea. Maybe I should do that. Well, you know what? If you're doing youth fitness, and that's what your whole goal is, you want to train kids, you want to be involved with kids, and somebody says, you know what, you should start doing adult physical education programs because there's so much money in it. Or the opposite way. If you're doing personal training, your 10,000 hours and your expertise is in, like taking a weight off of like people fast or building muscle, don't train kids. Don't go into the youth fitness industry when you've been making, you know, a good money over here just because somebody said that it's a good idea. Right. That's the stupidest fucking thing I ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? People are like, you know, kind of talked into it, and they talk themselves into this stuff. And I've got a saying that I use all the time, and my clients use it now all the time too. And if you have to talk yourself into something, shut the fuck up. Because the reality is that we can sugarcoat and talk ourselves into anything, and we can spin in our own heads anything that somebody suggests to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask people to stop talking themselves into stuff and buy things or be coached by or do things that are pursuant to their brand or their product, what they really have a passion for. Because you can't have. It's impossible to do. And if you say you can do it, you're a fucking idiot. You can't do five things and you can't be an expert in five different things. You just can't. Unless you have 40 years, 30 years of experience.
Right.
You know, you can't be in the business 2 years and be an expert in fat loss, diet and nutrition, speed training, athletics, you know, training, you know, whatever else is out there. So,
okay. Now, but what do you think? Because that's happening. It's happening to a lot of people. You know, I'm falling for that too. I was like, I'm going to go here, do this. I understood. What do you think things like that are actually doing to the industry? And I mean, it's obviously not a good thing, but what exactly is people going in all these scattered directions? What is that doing to the industry?
Well, it's actually killing it because, like I said, you know, in an early interview, you have the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have somebody telling you to go in five different directions or even, you know, two directions, you're confusing your brand. You're confusing your message. You're totally telling people that you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing two different things, three different things, it's going to look like on the outside that you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And that's not right. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to look and you have to make people feel comfortable. People have to feel confident and comfortable that you are the expert. If you say that you know fat loss, you know, and you know how to take, let's say with me, you know, I was, famous or known for taking, you know, like 30 pounds off of somebody in 30 days. And I did it on TV. Well, that's what I was known for. I could take weight off of people like that.
Right.
But that's not what I was known for 15 years ago. It did evolve, but I didn't go and say that I was, you know, like the top guy in like muscle building when you have a Jason Ferrugia who's an awesome guy. Mm-hmm. I always send them to him.
Right.
You know, people that are, you know, awesome at like building muscle, I'm not going to be that guy.
Right.
I'm not that guy. That's not going to make me a better trainer. That's going to confuse the shit out of people.
So basically doing that, it's confusing people, but then it's confusing the industry too.
Well, in the industry, right?
Right.
What has happened, and because of that happening, right, people don't feel comfortable with the industry itself. It's a confusing atmosphere.
Right.
And then there's people, you know, that are scattered so that there's no confidence in the industry from a consumable point of view or like a consumer. So that's the reason why when you got 17,000 certifications out there, nobody knows which is the best or why they should be even going to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no specific disciplines, right? You know, really right now, if you have ACSM, NASM, if you got ACE, if you got all these different ones that are out there, you know, even, you know, a John Spencer else has one called Nesbitt. Well, they're all good, okay? They're all adequate certifications, okay? The thing is, they're all certified personal trainers. There's no segmented thing. Okay, this guy is certified by, you know, the athletic, you know, Sports Performance Association. And that's, you know, that's where it needs to go. You need to be certifying people in specialties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are certain certifying bodies that are trying to do specific certifications, but it doesn't make sense because now you're confusing your brand.
Right.
You're trying to be five different things for that, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right. Okay. So there's all, you know, from what you're saying, people being sold these bill of goods, all of these things, what can people do, which is what I alluded to in the beginning, you know, what are some steps that people can take to know that they're not going to be sold these bill of goods so they know that if they buy a certain program, that it's the right program for them
and
their business?
Well, I want to go back to what is, like, really happening before I go to the tips.
Okay.
Because, you know, there are people that there's a lot of time being wasted. There's a lot of energy being wasted by fitness pros out there.
Okay.
Tons of wasted energy and so much frustration because they're just not getting the stuff done that they need to be done because all this information overload's coming in.
Right.
And that's really where like the biggest problem is. Is that there's so much information, there's so many good ideas, there's so many money-making ideas, and it's so distracting. I mean, I can't tell you how many offers I get, and I go, get the fuck out of here, no way, because it doesn't go in line with my brand, with what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, one funny thing is, I was offered a... you know, I had this offer on the table. It was a multi-million-dollar deal, and they actually told me that they needed me. They loved my whole persona, but they wanted a toned-down Rocco. And I asked them, "What the fuck is that? Literally, what is a toned-down Rocco?" Because I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So if you could define it for me, then I'm gonna, you know, I'll be more than happy to do. But I can't make money in a toned-down Rocco because that's not me. That's not my brand, and that's not what I represent. So that's what's happening. There's a lot of frustration, a lot of wasted time in the industry because people are being sold this bill of goods. Oh, this is the next best thing. This is the greatest idea in the world. This is the greatest way to make money. And they're being told how to make money. And so what's happening is people are subscribing to certain experts out there, and they're getting in emails that they're not. That they never read. I can't tell you. I mean, how many people tell me, you know what? I have my inbox is filled with all these emails, and I can't. You know, I have no time to read them. If you don't have time to read the email, stop getting them. Unsubscribe. It's not doing you any good. You know. And then there's like this money wasted. I mean, a lot of money wasted. When you're buying something and you don't use it, or you buy it, you use it for like a week or like two, and you get frustrated because they're not specifically showing you how to do it, or like, you know, the reasoning behind it and why it actually works.
Right. Actually, a great example of that is one of the books that completely changed my life many, many years ago is the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Oh, sure.
Great, you know, I had no idea, no money sense or anything. Didn't know anything about that. Read through, I was like, this is awesome. This is what I want. I was so frustrated when I finished that friggin' book because it never told me how. And that's one of the biggest complaints that people always had about that book. And that's like a perfect example of what you're saying.
Well, and then another book, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to go there a little bit, there is a book called The Automatic Millionaire.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the opposite of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Right.
Because what he did was he said, you have to do this, 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 and this, and this is how you do it.
Right.
And this is why you make money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just like whenever I talk about using a credit card as a tool and not an actual credit card or things like that. I'm going to take you through my core value stuff. You know, you got to be taken through the steps because what you think is right, because of your thought processes, usually it may be right, but usually it isn't because if it was, you wouldn't be you wouldn't be in the predicament that you might be in.
Right.
You know, so that's really where I have such a hard time with the industry because we have become a bunch of sheep. And we're looking to the leaders to teach us what they supposedly know, but they're not being, you know, they're being told, yeah, we have the solution, but never being given the solution.
Right.
And there's no resolution either to any problems in the industry. So if you keep putting problems upon problems with no solutions, all you're going to have is a big fucking sewer.
Right. Well, I mean, speaking of solutions, you touched on a bunch of different points. But if you could sum up in a few sentences, exactly what it is that could solve that problem or fix that problem, that would be a huge tip.
Okay, one, I'll give you a couple really quick that you could do right now. If there's emails that you haven't read, literally in the past week to 14 days, unsubscribe to them right now. Because if you haven't done it in the past week to like 2 weeks, you probably haven't done it in the past month. That's right off the bat. Also, understand or try right now to understand where your passion is. What do you really want to be doing? And then every product that doesn't match that passion, get rid of. You know, unsubscribe, you know, get your money back, whatever. But cancel it. And a really good tip that I really want you to think about. Now, I'm going to get hate mail all up and down in my I know my inbox is going to be filled with shit tomorrow. But if anyone tells you that you have to sign up for a year with them, a contract or whatever, and I have good friends of mine I know are going to be pissed off at me, but if they want you to sign up for a year, or with some people 5 years right now, don't do it. Stay, run as fast as you can away from that, because no one knows. I don't know what's going to happen in 1 month from now, let alone one fucking year. And then 5 years. In 5 years, my 5 year plan is supposed to be totally different than my 1 year plan. Right. So I don't want to be part of anything for 5 years. It's like a contract, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in a lease or if you know that you want to live in a house for the rest of your life, or at least a good part of your life, yeah, get a mortgage. But I tell people, you know what, I'd rather they rent a house or like lease a house for a year, mm-hmm. like 2 years. And yeah, it may be a waste of money in their mind, but in the long run, if they don't want to be there, they can get out right away.
Right.
Try selling a house in this fucking down market. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your ass kicked. But the same thing is when people are telling you you have to sign up for a year. Ask them why. And they're going to tell you, oh, well, because this is a process and you have to go through it. Well, why can't you do it in a way where you could cancel at any time and you could re-up? Why? Why? Because they want... And what I'm telling you right now is that they want the money more than they want to help you. And that's the reason why people are going to fucking give me hate mail. Because I'm giving the secret. You know, people want the money mm-hmm. more than the help. And my last tip is, whenever you get any type of like education, coaching, or whatever, make sure that the expert that you're looking to is vested in you and wants to be vested in you. And I, you know, I would always want to know who they have as like clients. You know, because too many people out there take on anyone. You know, you don't want somebody that takes on anyone, because there are certain pieces that are certain people are really good at. Unless they have 10 people in their stable.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Right. So I want you to really think about where your passion is, where it's going to take you. Because when you do that, when you plan, when you prepare, right? You'll always win. And understand what your passion is, so that you can understand how and why you want to win.
Right, right. And that's a key point, you know, your passion. I mean, a lot of people I know, obviously, they got into the industry because they're passionate about it. Sometimes they forget about what their passion is.
Yeah, but where? where is the passion? See, like, right. See, you know, just because you're, you like to, you know, lift and you like to, and you're passionate about helping people, you know, understand, like, where you want to help people.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. What area? Like you said, you're not going to, you know, if you're out there trying to train marathon runners, you're not going to go out there and try and teach people how to put on muscle.
Right.
That's not their passion. So understanding exactly what that is just a huge, huge point. And I think we're going to wrap up on that, because there's always, what we'll do, this is going to lead to some other things that we'll talk about down the road.
Well, just understand that I really want you to stop spending money and stop wasting your time on stuff that you don't need. Get rid of all the emails you haven't read in the past week to 14 days. Make sure that you stop spending money. Do not sign up for stuff that you will not use in the next 3 months. And do not talk yourself into anything. If you have to talk yourself into something, shut the fuck up. And I believe that that's
I think we'll leave it.
I want, because I'll go on for like eight more hours. And you're gonna, and not only will I have, you know, a thousand people hate me, it'll be 10,000.
You have to spend a week cleaning out your inbox for everything, but but that's why I love it. You know, come in, Rock always says it as it is. Makes my job real easy. I can kind of just sit back and listen to some of the cool things that you got to say. So make sure, again, if you have any questions or comments, make sure leave them below for us, and we'll make sure that we get back and respond to you right away. Rock, thanks again, man.
And really, appreciate it. Make the comment, because why we do this, this is really important, you know, why we do this and why a lot of people don't like to talk to me is because I want to create dialogue. And the most important thing on this website, I believe, is the ability to have an opinion, points of view, and create dialogue. I don't want people, you know, if you hate me, it's all right. But I want, you know, I don't want people to just not like me. I want people to tell me why and have that discussion.
Right.
And I'm more than happy to have a discussion. I love everyone in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that people are doing sometimes the right thing, but I'm not going to make them my enemy. You know, so definitely leave comments, you know, and be present in the dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely. Rock.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Yep. I'm going to go to the hospital.